Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy Thursday, little Friday. We made it. It's kind of weird to just be sitting back at this table now. I feel like it's been so long.
I know.
Practically a week.
It has been a week, and my chair's not adjusted.
It's all flummoxed.
I don't know where to go.
Who was sitting there? Was Mr. Knox sitting in that chair yesterday? Who was in there? Was that Trent? Somebody from Bill Russell's show, Town Talk, was sitting in that chair yesterday. Tracy. And then, yeah, Bill Russell, whenever he sits really low.
Does he?
I don't know what that means. Does that mean is he tall or is he? I don't know what that usually means.
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, you had to make some adjustments. Yes. That's okay. Because since last Thursday, we're back. Yesterday, we were at the International Women's Day breakfast brought to you by Iredell Health Foundation, and it took place at Charles Mack Citizen Center. What a great venue, Charles Mack Citizen Center.
It's so pretty there, too.
It's big.
It's very big.
There's like hallways and like these corridors, and then they have like that little atrium kind of open air thing in the middle, and I'm like, what is going on in this place?
Yeah, I've seen like weddings there, birthday, like big parties and stuff, and then that's where Mooresville Children's Theater, they do most of their productions there as well. So they have
and that's
huge
in the
Jared
Knox Auditorium.
In the auditorium,
that's where we saw Little Women.
That is where we saw Little Women.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a great space.
The
great
breakfast was good. Them eggs were on point.
Were they good?
I don't know. Wait, 7:07. We just almost 7:08.
Almost.
Yeah,
almost.
The eggs were good.
You know what? But we've been off our rhythm, off our game, and so it's just time to start back with what we know, which is food.
Let's reset. Reset. Okay. Wendy's dynamic pricing. We talked about that last week.
Yes, we broke the story.
We did.
Then they revised it because of what we said.
Two times now.
And now they've come back with another one.
And I'm of the opinion this was the play the whole time.
I think so, too.
Wendy's, if you haven't followed them on particularly Twitter.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wendy is ruthless.
They are.
You're saying they as if it's a gaggle of people. I think there's a single Wendy somewhere behind
there's
the scenes calling
Wendy
the shots. Calling the shots.
Runs all
the
their
scene.
Marketing and social media.
Sits in a room, studies the internet, and says, I'm going to choose violence today.
Okay.
But now, throwing out $1 burgers.
Yeah.
Dave's single for $1.
For $1. As gross as that picture was, I would probably buy a Dave single for $1.
Well, here's...
Does that come with cheese? Do you have to pay extra for the cheese?
That's a good question. I think I don't know the answer. Are you pro cheese?
Yes.
Okay. Pro cheese, I'm anti-onion. So
oh,
I don't
yeah,
anti-onion
too.
Okay. I'll do the pickles.
Mm-mm. No, none of that either.
Mm. I did see the window cling, I'll say, as I was driving past Wendy's. I won't say how close I was to the actual building.
Okay.
But as I was driving past Wendy's, I did see the $1 Dave single. And I said, oh, wow, a single's only $1. What am I doing right now? So it's obviously been in the works for a while.
Yeah.
Deductive reasoning, if that's still a thing, I think we've solved this.
It was a whole marketing plan. But I think the fact that we talked about it here just made it go faster. You know, they're like, oh my gosh, all these people are talking about this. We have to reveal the true plan, which is the dollar. And $2 double.
That's a killer steal.
That's
you can't even get a junior
deal.
Bacon for $2 right now.
I don't think you can.
Or it's right at, I think it might even be $2.50 for a junior bacon.
Because I think
right
the
now.
Bag, the
is at least 45 cents.
The like, oh. No.
I thought they were charging for bags, like Aldi
bag.
Or something.
What's it called? The biggie bag or whatever, where you get like the burger,
the nuggets, the fries, the drink. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know what that's called, but whatever it's called, I think that's like $5 or $6 now. It used to be 4 for $4.
Oh,
and now it's not.
Throwing back the 4 for $4.
Four
classic.
For four.
Well, you found this article on foodandwine.com, and it's funny the way the article leads into the conversation about Wendy's. Like, who's having the worst week? British royal family. They've been getting slaughtered, it looks like. That's probably not the right term to
well,
use,
they've but. Been getting, yeah, they've been getting a lot of hate thrown at them.
We didn't talk about the Willy Wonka
we
thing.
We did not. We didn't even mention that, and that was wild. Did you see the videos of that?
It was like a horror scene. Didn't it look like Scarewinds? They tried to do a reenactment or some of the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, and it was basically like out of a scene out of the movie Exorcist.
It was terrifying. Where was it in Glasgow? Where is that? What country is that in?
Glasgow's a country?
No, what country is Glasgow in? Poland?
Glasgow,
is that Poland? Somewhere cold and gray.
How do you look for country? I just put Glasgow the world, and that didn't work. Where in, like, I thought Google would fill that in for me. Where in the world is Glasgow? Oh, Glasgow, G-O-W, is the largest city in Scotland.
Oh, Scotland, really? Okay.
So they're trying things over there.
We really need to bring out a geography section.
Just
of
a
the
big
day.
Mat. Oh, a geography of the day. Yeah,
yes,
that'd be pretty good.
We're so bad. I think we're getting too good at our words, and we're getting worse at geography.
Have you seen this website that they have for this Willy's Chocolate Experience? Willy'sChocolateExperience.com. This is a nice looking website. If you look at the pictures of the event for that happened in Glasgow, big stark difference. Willy'sChocolateExperience.com. They make this thing, this website would lead me to believe this thing's about to take off. I mean, up only NFT style art on this thing right
now.
Yeah,
no kidding.
I'm for it. You can book now. Okay, let's see. February 24th. Oh, this is already passed.
Yeah, it's
they're
over
not
now.
Doing it again.
No, probably. Because of the publicity that came out after the fact. Yes.
It was a total bomb.
It was the video of the lady like making meth.
Holding the knife looking like Britney Spears. Yeah.
Yeah, standing at like an office, like it wasn't like a reception desk or something with all these smoking bottles and yeah.
If you go, if you're on the website, what can I expect from Willy's Chocolate Experience? Step into the magical realm of Willy's Chocolate Experience, a universe where confectionery dreams are brought to life. That's what happened there.
Nightmares.
Based on all the videos, many dreams came to life, none of which anybody was interested in whatsoever.
They weren't anybody's dreams. I don't know who dreams about that kind of stuff.
All right, so British royal family, Willy Wonka definitely having a bad week. Although, I don't know who owns the rights to Willy Wonka, but whoever. I mean, let's see on the bottom of the, maybe on the bottom, what was it? No, Willy's Chocolate Experience copyright. TM!
They did
we
it.
We just got the experience. We owned it now. Although, I don't want it. You can have it back. I don't, never mind.
I don't want to
terrible.
Be associated with that in any kind of way.
I don't think I want to be a part of that. Still haven't heard back from Ego yet. So I don't know. Did you leave next weekend open on the calendar in case?
It's open. It's open on the calendar.
Okay, we'll find out if the Ego Pancake House. And I even want to say even now the Waffle House, but it's not a Waffle House.
The Pancake
House. It is a Pancake House specifically.
You think they had to name it the Pancake House because the Waffle House is already? You think that would be like?
Is that a thing?
Copyright the Waffle House.
Oh. Well, you threw a the in front of it, and it threw me off. It's like it's kind of like Facebook. Take the off. Like it's
you don't
it's,
call
it's
it
Waffle
the
House.
Waffle House. You just call it Waffle
I'm
House.
I'm going to Waffle House.
Oh, okay.
Do you say I'm Waffle going House. To the? Well, because there's only one now. Is that why?
I don't know. That's you gotta just go what to I've 23. Always called it. Like the Walmart, the Waffle House, the what else? The Aldi. Just got the before it.
I guess you could say the Lake Norman area because, or at least the south side of the lake because there's only one. 23. Where's the next Waffle? There's got to be one in Mooresville, right?
I think there is one in Mooresville. 36, maybe? Maybe.
Definitely on 36.
I think there is one on 36. The one on 28 is the one that I mourn every time I drive past it.
Every time you go past?
Yeah, every day on the way here. I just go, man, Waffle House.
There is at least, okay, Mooresville, yeah. Days Inn Drive. So that's going to be right on 150 there. You make a right off, not a left. You
not
make a
left.
Right or a left if you're coming south on. Either way. We're going to get a look at traffic with Jeff, RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Greystone Lodge today. Going to be chatting with Ben McKeithen later on in the 8 o'clock hour. And red line action going on. We'll talk about a little bit, maybe some movement on the red line. Maybe. Don't know.
Maybe.
We'll find out.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18 on this little Friday. It was super foggy out whenever I came out of my house.
I know, it's super foggy.
It was rainy yesterday.
Yeah, but I still love this weather, even with the rain.
Because the warmth, like
yes.
the air temperature.
Yes. I don't have to put on like a big coat. I don't have to
It's not super humid yet either. Mm-mm. I like that. I like when it's like, is that dry air? Is that what that's considered?
I don't know what it is. I just like it.
Humidity, I think, is moisture. And that's a Chase Myers question. We'll have to get Chase Myers on the morning show one time.
We do need to get him on here sometime.
Absolutely. Well, let's get a look at the streets because all that fog this morning. RideICats.com. Alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. We've got Jeff on the phone this morning. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin. I was joking with Bill. It's hard to report on the traffic when you can't see it this morning. it is dense fog. Please be careful out there if you're on the roads. Some places, visibility is hardly there. Some places you have more so. But from Statesville going to Mooresville, southbound, the traffic was moving slow. It's really dense fog. When I was in Charlotte earlier, the fog wasn't as it is here in Mooresville, Statesville, but that could have changed. So 77 southbound and northbound, I don't have no accidents to report at this time, but do leave extra room. Be careful. There are some slowdowns. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of anything. So anyways, just be careful because it is very foggy.
You think it's the lake that's making it more foggy? You know, it's like coming from the lake, putting it, because you said it wasn't as foggy in Charlotte, right? Not that, are you a meteor? You might be a big weather guy, Jeff. Are you a big weather guy too? Like at home, you got a whole home system that you monitor and track the systems and all that stuff?
I do kind of keep up a little bit with the weather, especially when I'm going to be driving. But even Statesville is real heavy fog this morning, so I don't think it's just with the lake. But it was kind of interesting that it wasn't as foggy in Charlotte. But like I say, things can change quickly. So I'll be leaving Mooresville shortly to go down, and I'll let you know at 8:15.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you. Today's Thursday, so today's the day ICATS goes to Winston-Salem as well. Only $1 picked up from your door. Go to Winston, $1, get back. Not a bad deal. Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Are you supposed to have your high beams on whenever it's super foggy? Mm. Is that what you're supposed to do to, like, cut through the fog, turn on your high beams?
I don't think so.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Good morning, y'all. How we doing?
Hey.
How you been?
Hey now.
Hey.
Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th up there at Wilkes Community College. Should be a good time. Who we got? You got anybody on the lineup?
I got plenty of people on the lineup.
You
want to
tease anyone? Tease me, okay. Radio man. Tease me.
All right, I got two for you. I got two for you right now.
A twofer? What is this, Wendy's?
All right, I got Jeff Little Trio.
Jeff Little Trio.
And Mild Goose Chase.
Mild Goose Chase.
Yeah, those
not
two will
wild,
be there.
Not wild, but mild.
Just a mild. I like that. Chase. I like
not
that.
Just only killing one of them, not the whole family.
Hey now. All right, today's word of the day is obsequious.
Obsequious?
Obsequious.
That's with an O at the beginning.
Oh.
It's not a obsequious.
Yeah, it's obsequious.
That's an adjective.
Yes, obsequious. Yes, Justin, we are dealing with an adjective here. For those following along at home, it's O-B-S-E-Q-U-I-O-U-S.
Obsequious.
Obsequious. Obsequious. Is it obsequious? Maybe obsequious.
I don't know.
No, it's obsequious.
Obsequious.
Because I have the pronunciation for those following along on the digital social media. It even tells you how to pronounce it. So obsequious. Would you like to hear it in a sentence?
I'm definitely going to need it.
I need it.
All right. The salesman's overly obsequious manner changed when we realized we couldn't afford a purchase today.
Inviting.
While hosting the morning show Good Morning LKN, Justin and Mamie's warm and friendly demeanor draws listeners in, creating an inviting atmosphere without resorting to obsequious flattery. Hard sentences.
Fake.
You're flirting with it. The definition means excessively compliant or submissive. So you'd be kind of being fake if you were
submissive.
No, that's that's real for you. Just kidding. But excessively compliant, I don't know.
Yeah,
obsequious.
Overly agreeable.
Oh.
Overly agreeable.
Oh, that's a...
But I needed the definition to come up with the definition.
Yeah, you need a definition to come up with another definition. I like that. Well done. Obsequious.
A synonym of the day. Yeah. That's what that becomes real quick. All right. Obsequious?
Obsequious.
I kind of like obsequious, too.
Oh, I don't care what you like, partner.
It's all about what it is.
It's what it is.
What you want it to be.
Guess. It ain't no guess.
It's all right. It's an adjective, so you can't
whatever
conjugate.
Helps you remember.
Obsequity.
I will not remember by 8 o'clock.
You think 8 o'clock you won't remember? Let's see how you do by 7:45.
Maybe you'll have some obsequious actions.
Maybe.
But you don't want it, right?
You don't want to be obsequious?
Right, but when Justin puts you in a corner and you can't really do anything but kind of agree or be...
obsequious.
Excessively compliant, you know... Or
it's when I say,
go to battle with him.
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
That's our go-to move to move on.
Can I ask you a question without you getting uncomfortable? Sure.
What would you do if I said no to that question sometime?
I'd probably move on. I probably wouldn't ask you. I would respect the answer.
I'm always curious as what the question's
going to
be.
Or at the same time, you never know. Like, okay, then I'll go the easy route. You know, it's like...
You still ask me the question?
Yeah, it's kind of like... do you remember the show The Office?
Mm-hmm.
And Robert California.
Robert California.
You know what? I did not watch those.
When
episodes.
He comes in and he's trying to describe a situation. Anyway, I won't go down that. Never mind. I'm gonna pivot from that.
Okay.
So yeah, you could say no, and then I would probably make something else. Do you think that there was any obsequious dialogue yesterday in the meeting between Mayor Lyles, City Manager Marcus Jones, and mayors around Lake Norman Town, the Lake Norman Town mayors, yesterday during their meeting?
I doubt it, actually.
I really doubt it. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Do you think that room got heated?
No, I bet it was laughable. I don't know what they're talking about. I guess they got some NDAs that they can't really disclose.
Sure. Of course they can't, because that would kill the deal.
Right. I if they're wanting a bunch of buy-in from us, I don't see it happening. I mean, how much money do we have to throw at a red line?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm. What will it cost? And are we going to get what we want? Because there's a big difference between commuter and passenger
rail.
Yeah,
what do we want?
Yeah, what do we want?
Yeah.
What do
because,
you want?
Because in my opinion, it would be so people could go from here to Charlotte.
Correct.
More so than from Charlotte to here.
Correct.
Correct.
So if I'm going to take
Unless
my money...
Unless
I need
to ride home.
Right. If I'm going to take my money and spend it in Charlotte, why would I... As the mayor of this building, want anything really to do?
Sure,
we're doing Charlotte a favor. Yeah,
yeah.
I would love it. I would buy into
it. Oh yeah, I would love it.
So Charlotte needs to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, because we're spending Charlotte. Yeah,
we're coming to spend money in
Charlotte.
Correct.
They ain't coming.
We're coming to work in Charlotte. We're going to do whatever.
Right.
You know.
So they need to pay for it.
Yeah. Sell the stock. Do whatever.
Yeah. Short it.
Sure.
Is that
I don't
a thing
know
you
what
can
that
do?
Means.
Is that getting
you can
that?
Do it.
You can.
I think it's happening to my portfolio.
Mine is quite short. Am I doing the right thing?
I did it on DraftKings. I shorted on DraftKings. Oh wait, no, I can't do that till the 11th. I'm still on the VPN. But Joe Bruno, WSOC, one of our top news sources here, put out a tweet.
I love Joe Bruno.
He's
a very nice guy in person.
Oh, you've met Joe Bruno?
I used to work with him. I worked at SOC. Did you guys forget that?
I mean, I didn't forget it, I guess. I don't want to say
nice.
I forgot. I just
very
didn't
funny
put two
too.
And two together that like you and Joe Bruno were hanging out. I didn't know that was a thing. But
yeah, I mean, we're not besties. Don't call him and be like, remember Mamie? He'd be like, no. Because we worked together for about 9 months and then the pandemic happened and then everybody's working from home. So.
Here's the tweet that he put out. As talks about the red line heat up with Norfolk Southern, Mayor Vi Lyles and City Manager Marcus Jones met with the mayors of the Lake Norman towns this afternoon. This was yesterday, per sources. Somebody's leaking. No deal has been reached yet, but the city wants buy-in from the suburbs. Mm. The city has an NDA with Norfolk Southern.
Yeah, I just don't know if you're going to find that kind of buy-in unless they take this train. Like, that might work in, like, South Charlotte.
Don't they already have one, though? Like, it kind of goes to, or it goes to Matthews now, currently?
I don't know. How the light rail? Does it go that far to Matthews?
I don't know if it goes to Matthews.
Mm. And then there was the whole talk about the air. Is the airport light rail still happening?
Matthew lives close to me.
Neighbor.
Yeah, my neighbor's name's Matthew.
Okay. You got another neighbor named Albemarle?
Yeah. Mr. Albemarle?
Yeah.
One named Annapolis.
The guy with all the cats? Leaves his milk outside, gets it in a bottle?
Cousin of Mr. Marlboro.
Yeah.
Who leaves his butts outside.
I hate that I left.
I've said it from the jump, and this was probably 10 years ago when I was a mere peon. I am pro light rail. I am very pro light rail. I am pro mass transportation. Let me be clear about that. There has got to be some type of connection device between a major city like Charlotte and the Lake Norman area. There has to be. And I've said this before, and I'm sorry to those who believe in it. Buses ain't the main mass transportation. Buses serve a role. Don't get me wrong. RideICats.com, alternative transportation if you need particular needs and you need, you know, direct pickup, the route from your front door to Charlotte, all that good stuff. That's different than mass transportation at scale for an area. My two cents. Coming back.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:33 on this little Friday. Excited about it. We were talking a little bit about the Red Line potential moving forward. It's to connect into Charlotte, as Bill's point is. And if you're going to do that, you want to go because of really the best ownership in NFL history, which is here in Charlotte. And Nicole Tepper was on a show. Yes, what's the name of the show again? I'm sorry.
Up in Adams. I think they were filming in Charlotte yesterday, which
they were.
Makes a lot of sense why when I got home, I saw there's just because it was not as foggy as today, but the weather was just kind of down. But the city was like lit up blue around the stadium. So I guess they hosted a bunch of shows that day.
Yeah, and they did it at Bank of America Stadium. Mm-hmm. I saw Luke Kuechly was also there as well. But Nicole Tepper, you know, there's a clip of her. This one's gone pretty wild on the internet right now. Let's take a listen to this one.
We've embraced the city. I think what's great about being here in Charlotte and having this platform is being able to open up the stadium to 40 ticketed events.
Yeah,
I mean,
welcome.
For the city and the state of Charlotte, for the people here.
Ms. Tepper, thank you for joining us today.
The impact it had. So for me, for Dave, like that's really one of the most proudest moments in the 6 years. I think before there was only 10 to 13 events here. So, I mean, think about that. It's amazing. We've embraced the city. I think what's great about being here in Charlotte and having
So you want to give just a little context to what they're talking about?
Yeah. So basically, have you seen Billy Joel, Luke Combs, Elton John,
Garth Brooks?
I'm going to see Uncle Cracker soon this year. There's Beyonce did come through. Did Taylor come through there?
No, Taylor didn't.
Taylor did. That's shocking that Taylor didn't come through, to be honest with you.
We don't have enough hotels.
But so what Nicole Tepper is talking about in this clip, in essence, is what they've done at Bank of America Stadium, unique compared to past ownership in Jerry Richardson, is the stadium has now been opened up to this concept of events besides NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have others because of Charlotte FC alone. When we won the bid for an MLS team, that already opened up the door to, well, wait a second, if we'll do more than NFL and we'll do other sporting events, why not have other events? It's a large enough venue. In theory, isn't it the largest venue in Charlotte? I mean, there's nothing with more seats than Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah.
And so they've embraced that concept. I am very open to that. I like that idea of opening up. Now, what does that do for the Panthers? I don't know if it's done much.
Well, the reason it was all over, it was all over my timeline yesterday because Panther fans are like, the owner's proudest moment is that they've hosted a bunch of events here. you know, it's just people who are, you know, lifelong Panther fans are like, yeah, well, that's great. Our ownership doesn't even say anything about the team. And
here's the reality of the difference, though. And this is coming from a lifelong Panthers fan. We went to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
We've won 0.
Yeah.
In our entire franchise career.
Yeah.
There's nothing new now. Now, it's a leadership and a mindset and a perspective that is different. I don't argue with that. Do I think David Tepper bought a team to drive it into the ground? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You don't think he did?
To just mess it up?
Yeah.
No, he didn't spend billions of dollars just to mess this thing up.
I don't know. Billionaires are weird.
They are weird. Like, but, gets but off what on he did, it? Like, what he did, like, was he bought a team, and he now has that team very much second fiddle.
Yes.
If not they're third, not, fourth fiddle.
Yeah, yes. They're not.
Down the line.
And I don't disagree with that. He has been very open and honest. In my opinion, maybe not like direct of like, hey, Charlotte is now going to be a soccer city, but everything that's pumping into Bank of America feels more based on Charlotte FC than it does Carolina Panthers. And
I
maybe
agree.
I'm wrong being up here.
No,
at the lake
I agree with that too. I agree with that too. Like, they're, it's not his priority, like Bill said. Yeah.
And so going with the concept of the light rail, how, you know, we need transportation, we want more. I think his grandiose vision, and he may have said this, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe someone's heard a clip that says otherwise. I am convinced that Tepper is going to do everything he can. Tepper Entertainment, and again, we carry Panthers, we carry Charlotte FC. That's not going to stop.
Right.
We are lifelong fans. I'm on for the ride. They want a dome for the Panthers. I believe that they want to give Bank of America Stadium at some point, which will get a new name. Let's be honest. I don't know when the contract ends for Bank of America. It may have just renewed.
It was just renewed, yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind that there is a conversation happening to where Bank of America Stadium becomes solely for Charlotte FC and events, and then a new dome is built for the Carolina Panthers.
Where in the world are they going to put a dome? Down in Fort Mill?
Well, the Pipe and Laundry Company, is it Pipe and Laundry? Pipe and Laundry? Charlotte Pipe and Laundry, something like that.
Never heard of it.
Across the street, Moorhead, the old piping company.
Okay.
That land was for sale. So there was the rumor at one point that they were looking at that land to develop. Now, you've also got the practice facility that got announced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're talking about the bubble dome's about to get completely redone. Thank you, Rock Hill. That's all going to change now, that dynamic and start bringing the practice facility here. I just think the road forward is going to be a dome for the Panthers in some way. Now, will the taxpayers of Charlotte contribute to that or not? You got to remember, a big source of funding that was unique for the Panthers when they first started their franchise was the PSL ticketing model. The Carolina Panthers were one of the first to utilize that model where privatized dollars funded a significant portion of that stadium through the PSL ticket concept. Look at Dallas and their stadium. They utilize the PSLs. How much is a ticket in, you know, a PSL ticket in for the Cowboys? $100,000 per ticket or something like that in their
something
new
crazy, yeah.
$7 billion dome, yeah. You know? So it's not impossible. I think Charlotte's got enough clout on the map. Look at the population continuing to shift and pour into this area. Look at the companies. Look at the type of people that are moving here. I don't think it's an impossibility.
But if the team's not good, who's going to buy into that PSL model, you know?
So the interesting... Okay, so you're talking about the micro and the individual city level. I don't disagree with you. I think companies will drive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the suites, the boxes.
Yeah.
You know, you got Duke Energy, you got Wells Fargo, you got Bank of America, you got plenty of companies here.
Right.
You know, you got those three-person companies that make $1 billion a year, right? Those exist here in Charlotte, too. That will drive a lot of that, I think. But the other part that I didn't know that Bill, one of our friends, really kind of informed me of, and obviously because I'm such a sports nut, I should have known this. The profits is like a pooling model of all the teams together, and the owners share profits, right? Am I wrong about that, Bill, or is that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's why it doesn't matter what our record is. The NFL is up only. Like people, you know, they got so much money in contracts. So he's making money.
Right.
Don't let him fool you. He's making money.
I didn't think he wasn't.
I think he could turn around and sell it today for more than he bought it for.
Really?
Regardless of what happens in the record.
Really?
Because the real estate, because of the buy-in to the NFL and how the NFL is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Now NFL announced this year international, right? So now it changes the dynamic there as well. You're talking about flooding in Euro dollars. Is the dollar still worth more than the Euro?
No, Euro is worth more.
It flipped back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been that way for a while. Yeah.
Well, I thought the U.S. dollar just surpassed the Euro recently. Maybe not. That's a Joshua
so.
Adobe question. I don't know anything about
we'll
that
ask
stuff.
Them.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my rant on David Tepper. I don't think it's a. I like the events concept.
Yeah. All right, here's my only qualm, yeah. And it's not even a qualm, sure. But it just seems like the events, all that stuff, that was like all this was going to happen regardless.
In theory,
right? I think concerts and stuff were going to happen at football stadiums. People, I mean, it just happens everywhere. Why wouldn't it happen now?
There's enough demand.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's enough demand. Exactly. So I'm not going to like sit here and give too much credit for him being some innovator.
but he's the first to do it, though. Allow it in
first
Charlotte.
First to do it here, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Richardson didn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Right. That's because, not to say Jerry wasn't going to do it.
Okay,
we also used to have some natural grass. I don't know. I just think it's a...
I do miss the real grass for the NFL.
It's tough.
I do miss the real grass.
For Nicole to get up there, Mrs. Tepper, to get on...
Show some respect.
Mrs. Tepper.
A sports show and her ask about, you know, what's the best part about being an owner and...
Not recognize the football team as the best part.
Right. It's kind of like know the room.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not on Good Morning America or... You know,
Good Morning LKN.
We're not on Good Morning LKN. Which are they are welcome to come, please, and watch our tone change.
I just love what you're
love
doing.
What you're
oh
doing.
My gosh, the event! Oh, right.
And
I understand they're playing
the
a different
day,
game. Yeah,
we'll do
obsequious.
That.
Yeah,
that one.
Yes, we will be obsequial people.
Nice conjugation.
I just don't agree with. It's just hard to hear as a football fan. And that's the bottom line. They're playing a different game than we want to watch as Panther fans. And I get that. It's just hard to hear.
I agree with that. Yeah, their strategy is not what Panther fans want to hear.
Core Panther fans, correct. Because if you're focused just on the one use of this, and that's where this dynamic of the economy of the city to get buy in there from taxpayer dollars, from leadership,
right.
from mm-hmm. businesses... You've got to encompass multiple aspects to it.
Sure. It is a broader picture that they seem to be playing at. But if that's the case and they don't care and they're always making that money, then why is David Tepper throwing drinks at people?
That's a good question.
If he don't care, why is he throwing drinks at people?
Did it ever come out that he intentionally threw it because a fan was heckling him, or did he do it out of frustration because of the results of the game?
Stop it. Get some help.
Frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the frustration. He wasn't throwing it at the fan.
But doesn't that make you feel better as a Panthers fan that he is so frustrated with the team concept that he's willing to be that frustration that we all feel inside anyway about the franchise?
That is a glass half full approach. I'm with you. I hope they get it turned around. We do have at least from a aesthetic point of view, a much better looking coaching staff. I think we can all agree on that.
Bodies are tense.
Bodies are tense.
Absolutely.
So hopefully
that'll
translate
to
some wins.
He's got that
Bill-esque
body. Coach has that Bill-esque body.
Hardly. I wish.
How about the lower level seating they input in the end zone? Is that not more soccer-like than football-like?
It is a little bit more...
It is more soccer-like.
Soccer-like.
Yeah.
But I'm from America.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48 on this little Friday. My computer is doing the thing where you click a cell and then all of a sudden you try to click another cell and it highlights all the cells. You know what I mean? You ever have that?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. I got a Mac, though.
Oh.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but it's the internet. It's Google Sheets. Anyway, just a story of my life right now this morning. Could go for a Dave single. Maybe that would make me feel better for only a dollar.
For a dollar?
For a dollar right now.
Man, spring for the double of $2.
Somebody's going to need a discounted cheeseburger, particularly at New York Community Bank. I saw a message that did this thing dump? Is that what happened? Regional Bank's announced $1 billion, something, blah, blah, blah. There's something happened here with this New York Community Bank. Tanked 42% and trading was halted. This was yesterday. This tweet I'm looking at came out at about 1 o'clock. I bring this up because today's Thursday, so you're going to hear from Joshua Dobie, president of North Main Financial Group, on his show Dollars and Cents today. Don't know if he's going to talk about it or not. I imagine he would in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, that's a red. What is that called? What is that? That's not a P missile, is it? What do we call that when it goes straight down like that? What is that? Just a dump? Taking a dump?
Yeah, that's a that's not what you want to see.
That's not good. That's what it's called.
That's a halt trading line, is what that is right there.
That's a bad sign. That is.
Are we concerned that the banks are out of money? Is that still a thing, or are we past that in the conspiracy world? I didn't get my memo.
We're definitely not past any of that. We're not talking about it.
You think we should talk about it?
I just don't really have much to say on the subject.
Yeah. I don't think I'm the authority on banking right now.
Yeah.
Pull up my account.
I mean, the people running the banks,
there's money in it.
Yeah, there are people running banks who don't seem to know what's going on, so I definitely...
I'm not the one to get financial advice from.
Right.
It seems, though, that there should be some level of conversation had
but
about
you know
what this
is. You know what that red line is, honestly?
It's opportunity. A dump?
Oh, that's opportunity.
That's a buy signal.
That's opportunity.
Can it go so low, though, you didn't even want to buy it even as far as it's dropped?
What you should do, and this is not financial advice.
Give it to him, baby. Give him that latest NFT collection.
I would go ahead and I would look and say, who owns this bank? And I would say, how's that person, how's that company doing? And if they are doing all right, then there's something up here, and that is definitely an opportunity. Now, do I know who owns the Citibank or the New York Community Bank? I do not.
Flagstar. They're a big mortgage loan.
Hey, they sound formidable.
But does that have concerns for mortgages then? If they're doing mortgage-backed securities and they're servicing a lot.
Right, and I have heard a lot of people of
my mortgage. I pay Flagstar.
You do?
Oh yeah.
Are you nervous?
Are you worried?
You don't.
Are they going to relieve my? Are they going to get rid of my debt on my mortgage? I'm not mad if they fall under and they get rid of my debt. I don't know. Somebody, I'll buy it for pennies on the dollar.
But there have been a lot of people selling stocks lately for.
A lot of people taking profits. Bezos.
Like Jeff.
The Waltons.
Our boy Jeff, big fan of the show. The Waltons over there. Mm. I don't know if they're
streaming live on Amazon Prime now.
Correct. A lot of people taking and we're talking billions. We're talking funny money.
$1.5 billion worth of stock of Amazon. But why would you sell your own stock? Why are you doing that?
Maybe he's short on cash.
Dish it out, put it in a
divorce has got him running right now.
Yeah, he needs some quick cash.
Yeah. You see those Wendy's prices? You heard about the surge prices. He's like,
you heard about the surge.
Have you noticed an increase on Amazon items at all? Just curious on that.
Have noticed, but over the last 6 months, I've noticed a pretty big increase on Amazon.
Really? I definitely have at restaurants. I mean, when you go in these menus have now been updated. The menu pricings have been updated when you go into places now. Yeah. That shift has, even Jersey Mike's. We went to Jersey Mike's yesterday. It was, for a regular sub, it was $11. Like for a sub. What happened to Subway $5 footlongs, man?
That's gone.
Is that still a thing?
No, it's gone.
I think they might have $5 churro, like footlong churro. I walked by there the other day and there was a single footlong.
The one in Fourth Ward?
That's where I saw the picture. The churro, the cookie.
That's their thing. It's still the $5 footlong, but it's a churro, a cookie, and there's one other thing for dessert.
It's the biggie bag now.
It's the new best they can do.
Right. I mean, you can get a yard of sweets. You can get a churro, a cookie, and there's some other thing for that's a foot.
I would imagine that there's a lot of volatility right now because of the jobs report that's about to come out, I think, on Friday. Mm-hmm. There's also, the Fed is back to meeting this week, so there's going to be an announcement. Now, Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve. Is Federal Reserve? No. Federal Reserve?
I call him the Fed.
The Fed. Okay.
I just try to sound
When I think of the Fed, I think of the popo. I think more of FBI agents when I say the Fed. The Feds, that's for us for rap, right? When Bill and I grew up, when we listened to this hood, trap rap.
Yeah.
Oh, the Fed listening on the phone. That's right.
I thought it was Jerome Powell.
Yeah, Jerome Powell listening to our conversations. Yeah. He said that they're not against lowering rates when inflation gets under control. Who's got the inflation lever?
Yeah, that's gonna be a while.
Is it one of these knobs?
Yeah, one of the ones on the board.
Oh, one?
We've left it up for 12 months. Bill, we forgot to turn it off.
We did it.
I thought
Fridays,
though, we shut the board off. I don't know. Maybe that explains some of that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's New York Community Bank got switched off yesterday. I don't know.
Oh, wait. This one? No.
Any changes?
That one's not helping.
It's like,
it is smooth, though.
It's like when you turn on your defrost on your windshield and when you're just waiting for the ice to melt while staring at it. The little circle starts at the bottom. Yeah. Starts cracking like Antarctica.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I think of like a movie. You know, the ice caps are melting.
And that's what we're doing as a society, just sitting there looking through the one little tiny hole.
It's like Neuralink is attached in our brains and we're just watching it and we're controlling it and making it happen our thoughts. That's pretty good. You still up on Neuralink at all?
I've moved past that one.
But Rob is still up for it.
Rob is up for it.
I asked Justin yesterday if Elon Musk would sponsor the radio station and he will give us $1 billion.
Okay.
All we have to do is get Neuralinked. Are you doing it, Mamie?
No. No.
That's what Justin said. What's up with you guys standing on your own? Standing on your own principle. What's up with your morals?
No, I'm not doing it.
You got high moral fiber?
Yeah, but Bill, here's the scary part. Bill said yes, he would.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's a bill.
You'll be a billionaire for 5 seconds, but at least you'll be a billionaire.
Yeah,
I would be dead quickly. Yeah,
say whatever you want about me, but
you and Rob running the show.
Yes.
The next level is the contact lenses. You know, that's like the next level of this computer AI stuff where they just put it in front of your eyes and then all of a sudden they just blow your eyeballs out of your head.
Man, I just don't trust technology enough. You know, my phone gets too hot sometimes if I leave it on the charger too long. I don't want
to. That's
because
you got
like
all
that.
Those likes coming in.
Oh, is that what it is?
The meme queen.
it's all the activity on my Instagram.
Right. That's,
mine was just because it was like an iPhone 7. I thought it was going to explode. I finally got a new one.
Oh, mine's a 13. It's like new-ish, but
it's getting hot.
It gets too hot if I leave it on the charger too long.
So speaking of the iPhone, I saw a tweet this morning. Again, I don't know if your conspiracy timeline lines up with mine. But someone made a post about there's this new thing. So if you go to if you have an iPhone, and if you're driving, don't do this. But when you have a chance, go to your iPhone, go to your settings, and under settings, go to privacy and security. Oh, you scroll down underneath kind of the individual, you know, built-in apps that, you know, decide what you're allowed to do. There's a new one that's popped up on this list. It's called journaling suggestions. And so if you click into journaling suggestions, by default, there's a toggle that's on, and the title of this toggle that's on under journaling suggestions by default.
Discoverable by others.
Discoverable by others, with a little note underneath.
Allow others
to detect you are nearby to help prioritize their suggestions. Who is suggesting what to me, and in what form am I sharing what data?
Well, you ain't wrong. I just turned that off.
I saw that this morning. I was on the throne. I turned that thing off immediately. I could not. No way I was going to let that thing go for a full day.
Are you journaling
sensitive content
on your phone?
Morning.
I don't even know what it means. What is journaling suggestions? It says journaling suggestions and discoverable by others.
I guess
automatically discoverable by others.
Yeah, I guess it's like the AirDrop, right? Same kind of thing. Same kind of concept.
Like dropping notes.
Yeah, like somebody could just send you a note or journaling suggestion. What are your feelings today?
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
I would like to say that's a reasonable guess.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Again, no idea whether any of that is true.
I knew about the journaling that was added with the newest update, but I did not know that people could share journaling prompts or ideas or suggestions with you.
Well, I'm just concerned a little bit right now, Mames.
Yeah.
Bill took out his phone and immediately turned it off. You didn't even move. You're just like, you don't care. They're already listening anyway, so
what's
the difference?
Who's sending me journaling suggestions?
I kept my sensitive content warning off, though.
It didn't prompt me for sensitive content.
It's below journaling suggestions and safety check.
Oh, you left it on. You left sensitive content on?
Yeah, the warning is off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Well, I don't like other people. Sensitive content off. Oh, read that blurb.
Hey, now.
This is an Apple default text right here.
That's just
wait
so
a
funny
second. Wait a second. Apple's default text on here is detect nude photos and videos before they are viewed on your iPhone and receive guidance to help make a safe choice. Apple does not have access to the photos or videos. Wait a second.
What?
They're over here screening my nudies that I'm sending out? They need to stop.
Who's in charge of Apple now? Anybody know?
Well, Tim Cook is the CEO.
He is. I didn't.
And he was, I think, what's his name's bestie?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. Turtleneck Jobs.
Yeah.
Are turtlenecks back in, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen quite a few. I'm not against them. I've never said they were out of style.
They came back this fall, but we're heading into spring fashion, so.
At what point do I wear my seersucker suit? Am I allowed to? I've not yet worn it.
You have a seersucker
suit? Yeah.
Yeah, wear it in the spring, like Easter.
Easter's good?
Yeah, wear it on Easter.
Isn't
it
like
on Easter?
After Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear white? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but that's an old Southern rule. You don't have to follow that anymore.
Is this the South anymore, or are we not in the South?
We're still in the South. I'm going to keep it going.
How's that cheer wine, by the way?
It's so good. Thank you, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell drops off another 12-pack of cheer wine for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Understand you so much.
I saw him at Rotary yesterday, and he was like, is it regular or diet? And I was like, always regular.
How was Rotary?
It was good.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's good. Good lunch.
The meme queen out here. Phone's heating up. Everybody calm down.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 806. Happy Little Friday. I almost said Happy Monday.
Oh, man. Don't go back there.
Go back.
Don't send us back.
Don't. Send us back to a time of a dollar cheeseburger, so I'd do that.
Yeah, well, we're there.
With Wendy's.
With Wendy's.
Full circle.
Just Wendy's. Just Wendy's.
Because Five Guys is seemingly out of control.
Yes. So I love Five Guys burgers.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I do love
it. It's got good flavor. Don't get me. It's flat top cooked. I like that flat top.
Fries are good. I do love a Five Guys burger.
Okay.
But the pricing of it has gotten a little bit out of control. So somebody took a picture of their receipt.
Yeah.
Posted it on Reddit, and it was $24 for a burger, the bacon cheeseburger now, it's not the little bacon cheeseburger. Bacon cheeseburger has two patties on it.
Right. That's the thing about Five Guys. You get a regular, it's double patty.
Double
you got to get little to get single patty.
But a regular soda and a little fry, and the total was $24.10.
See, where they got you, though, are these fries. And that's where Five Guys does. You can get one little fry and share that probably amongst collectively like four people.
You can, yeah.
I mean, in reality.
Yeah, you can. You can. But yeah, $24.
Almost $3 for a soda?
Yeah. I think that's what's getting out of control, the soda prices.
Just bring your cup back.
Yeah, I've done it.
BYOC. Yeah. It's no different than Aldi in the shopping cart and the bags.
That's right. Just
bring my own cup. You know, Starbucks has the whole reward, right? If you get like one of those cups, then you can go back and refill, or like 7-Eleven gas station. They have all those things, right?
Yeah, you can do that. Just bring your own cup. You still have to pay for the liquid inside, though.
Oh, I thought if you bought like the specialty cup.
No, you still have to pay for what they're making.
Then what's the point of buying the specialty cup?
It's a discount. You just get a discount on it.
So it's the mindset of, I'm going to buy this, so I might as well get 5 cents every time, and then 6 years I'll pay it back?
Right. Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, $24 for one burger. I sent you guys a picture the other day when I was in South End of I had a burger, fries, and a drink, and it was $30. And it was not a $30 burger. It was basically a Five Guys burger.
So looking at the Five Guys, $12.49 on this receipt for a bacon cheeseburger. Now, it's a double.
Yeah.
It's a double bacon cheeseburger. Here's where the debate, I think, lies. Is Five Guys fast food or restaurant? Is it QSR or is it a true restaurant?
It does not have a drive-thru. You're right about that.
Well, neither does some cookouts.
All cookouts have a drive-thru.
All cookouts you can walk inside.
Yeah, all cookouts don't have a sit-down inside.
Which was a big shock to me.
Okay.
Because
on
23,
when
cookout came, I was like, oh, wow, this place looks awesome. I go to college, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Boone, you can't walk inside.
I can't.
Yeah,
Shelby, you can't walk
Where can I go inside? Now I'm in a mile-long line. Surge price.
Now I got to get back in my car. I think the $12.49 is justified, depending on your perspective of, is Five Guys more restaurant style? Because I think the ticket times are more like restaurants.
Yeah, but it still feels more like fast food. The food quality feels more like
Are they
fast food.
Fresh or never frozen?
They are fresh, never frozen. And that's...
You know
that's,
who else is?
I know Wendy's is too. And it's a dollar. If they can do it, these guys can do it too. Is it the peanuts? Is it the free peanuts that's really pushing
you
them
You stick your
the
hands
edge?
In that peanut bag?
No, no, never.
I will.
No, never. No.
I'm not afraid.
People don't wash their hands. No.
Nope.
You're one of them, and that's why I'm not putting,
not afraid.
Not putting my hand in those peanuts. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I think the soda is the biggest part about this receipt that bothers me. $2.89 for a regular soda.
They make like what 500%.
That's their margins, right there. Soda drinks are the margins in the game.
That's where they make all their money from.
And maybe that's where they're putting their profit back. And then, you know, an extra 30 cents a cup. You know, 50 cents a cup.
A regular soda used to be a dollar, like $1.50, $2 at the, even when it got to like $1.89, it was like a shock. Now we're a dollar above that.
Yeah, it should be a dollar for a soda. It costs them nothing, and they'd still make profit on it.
Is coffee still a dollar when you go to like places?
Some places.
Like a gas station?
Perhaps.
You ever get a good cup of gas station coffee?
No, I do not do that.
Love it.
Used to be how I lived.
Daily.
Daily.
Now, I like a latte, right? I like a fancy coffee.
A latte.
Yes. I don't like just regular coffee with like cream and sugar and stuff like that. And okay. So when Rob and I, it never fails. We go to Carolina Beach with our friends every summer.
Mm-hmm.
The day we leave, I'm like, can we please stop for a coffee? Because we leave early. We get up early. We don't wait for the checkout time. We're up at like 7:30. We're out the door.
You guys are like standing at the door, like with bags packed.
We wake up, we're ready to get home. Like,
okay,
we love our home. We love being at home. And so,
we're out.
Vacation's over.
Time to go home.
But I'm like, can we please stop for a coffee? Never fails. He stops at the Scotchman. He's like, they got coffee in here. It is not the same. And I would bet money every single time that when we're leaving Carolina Beach, he's going to stop at that Scotchman. He'll get the gas station coffee. No problem.
I'm sorry. And maybe this is just me maybe being removed. The Scotchman?
This is gas station.
Oh, it's just a gas. It's the
gas station on the way out of town. Out from Carolina Beach.
Yeah. So you like been to Carolina. You know Carolina. Like,
oh, yeah, we go every summer.
Stopping at the Scotchman again this time.
Go to Brits
Donuts.
Gotta
have that routine.
Yeah. We do the same thing.
Would Rob be sad if a Scotchman ever closed?
I mean, you just go to the next one. But yeah. It's on your way out of town. You pass it on the right. You don't have to take a left to get, you know, it's the place to stop.
It's like when you make a left at the Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's tough to get out of there sometimes.
I'm reading this Five Guys article. I like when it says Five Guys has now become Five Times.
Ah.
I love that. I love that this is ABC is sharing an Anon account, Wall Street Silver, which I follow Wall Street Silver on Twitter, but I do love that.
We laugh or we'll cry.
I don't, $12 for a burger if you're going restaurant level. Is Five Guys restaurant level burger, though?
No, it's not.
Well, put it next to Chili's, Big Mouth Burger.
I think they say like gourmet, right?
That's
gourmet,
what I mean.
Boyga.
But at Chili's, they have a deal right now. Two people can eat burger and an appetizer for 20.
The 20? They got the 2 for $20?
24 now. It's 24.
Dang. It used to be 2 for $20, including an appetizer.
It used to be, but still $24 for burger and appetizer. For two people.
Okay, so we should do a challenge. Let's put a Chili's Big Mouth Burger next to a Five Guys Burger. And
Five Guys is going to be better.
Oh, okay. So,
but I still
restaurant quality?
I don't know. I just feel like the atmosphere is more fast food. You're not sitting down. You're not getting waited on.
What if Five Guys had, because I don't know if they do, they don't have a like membership concept. Like, would it make you feel better? Like, if they had a membership concept where you can
card.
Yeah, accumulate points.
Points like at Chick-fil-A.
1 billion gets you a free
Duncan.
Straw.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. You get a free handful of peanuts after you spend $1,000.
Which are free anyway. Yeah. Joke's on you.
Yeah. But they're not refilling your drinks. They're not, you know, I mean, you're doing everything yourself there. They're not even bringing you your food. You have to walk up to the counter to get it.
I mean, oh, well, and here's the other thing too on here. Tip amount, $2.19. Is Five Guys a place where you're going to tip? You order, you go sit down, you throw away your own trash. Are you tipping there?
This is a hot topic, I think.
This is a hot topic.
I panic. I do panic.
Every time I see it, I hit it.
I do too. I just
because the person on the other side is
staring
you in the eyes.
Well, I know they're not the ones who are like...
And they're making minimum wage, too. And I'm like, it's not
are
your fault.
Are they now, though?
Some signs I see are like,
you know, Wendy's $15 an hour.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here's the new idea. You put a thing that says, these people make X per hour.
Do we have a tip button on our live streams?
Well, it's like when you order like pizza from the pizza places on their apps, it says, you know, this driver fee does not go to the driver.
Right.
It's not a tip. It's like, okay, so I'm covering your insurance. So that's that. Thank
but
you
if
for
I
acknowledging
go to,
that.
Like McDonald's doesn't ask you to tip, but like Five Guys does, coffee places do.
Have we reached the bottom when McDonald's starts requesting tips?
It's going to happen soon.
When McDonald's robots start asking for tips.
That's the next level. I could see that happen. I don't know. Is Five Guys a restaurant or is it fast food? That's the debate. Can go either way. We're gonna have to do a comparison one day. I think we can figure that out. 12 best places to live in North Carolina. Did any Lake Norman town make this list? This is from worldatlas.com. We'll find out.
Ooh.
should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin Villanueva on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18 on this little Friday. It was foggy earlier. It was pretty, actually really foggy earlier. I got a little nervous driving. I was like, I kind of did the old squint out the windshield look. Almost did the Ace Ventura stuck my head out, but it wouldn't have helped because then like the fog just would have been hitting me in the face.
That's right.
You ever been hit in the face with fog?
Probably.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. We've got Jeff on the phone. Jeff, good morning to you, sir. How are the streets looking? Oh, Bill's still on the phone with Jeff, I guess. So he has, Bill and Jeff are just kind of chit-chatting right now, having a good old time. Jeff! Oh, sorry, sir. Go ahead.
There's heavy fog in the Statesville-Mooresville area. 77 southbound. Traffic is heavy congestion in the Cornelius-Huntersville area. And then as you get into Charlotte, 77 south is past 85, heavy traffic. The fog is lifting in Charlotte. I'm 77 northbound right now, and right around 485 is where you start getting into the fog going north. Traffic is heavy around exit 23 northbound going into Huntersville. Just be careful and leave some extra room if you're north of 485, because there's still heavy fog. There's no accidents to report at this time. Statesville and Mooresville, the secondary roads, I haven't heard of a problem. But the fog is going to be an issue for a little while yet. So just leave some extra room and be aware, go a little slower.
And when I left the house, so the fog this morning there was, Jeff, but there was still the wetness, the slickness, it seemed like a little bit on the roads. How's that looking this morning as well?
There is still a little water still on the road, so take that into consideration. But it's nothing like yesterday when there was ponding on the road, so it's drying up.
Okay. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. Drive safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, sir. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Daily commuters, unite. Because there's no other mass transportation option whatsoever,
no,
so you might as well
else to use.
Have a coordinated effort and get
and
downtown if you want to.
Hang out with Jeff.
Definitely can hang out with Jeff
worth
on the
it.
Way down.
Worth it just to hang out with Jeff.
Bill's hung out with Jeff before. Bill's on the phone still again right now. 12 best places to live in North Carolina in 2024. We've already created the 2024 list, and it's only March. Are these ranked in numbers or no? Is it just kind of like a list?
I don't think it's ranked by like best to worst or like, you know, 1 to 10.
So this is just 12 places.
It's
pick any of them. They're
12
good
places, because I was quite perplexed by the first one, but I don't think that it's in order of best, because number one's
Hickory
on the list. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old. Just too old. Because Hickory, maybe the downtown is very cute in Hickory.
I'm trying to think if I've been to
been
downtown
recently?
Hickory.
The downtown is very cute, but
I go 321 to Boone quite often. Does 321 cut through downtown, or no,
you have to
avert yourself?
Yeah, you have to get off that.
Then I'm going to be honest with you. I maybe have been to downtown Hickory once or twice.
Yeah, what they've done with it is very cute. I don't know the whole town, though.
Can you give me that's fair. A lot of places are looking to their downtown to revitalize and kind of build back up the clout of a municipality. Compare Hickory downtown to what is it most related to as far as one of our Lake Norman communities?
Davidson.
Okay.
I would relate
size-wise
to
too. So small.
Size-wise too, small boutiques, restaurants, no nightlife really.
Okay.
But yeah, some high-end boutiques too. There's one really nice high-end boutique.
So not as big as Statesville's downtown.
No, not as big as Statesville's. No. Just one little section right there on the railroad tracks too, but they've done a good job of making it look really pretty.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it top, but yes.
Okay, next one on the list here, Boone.
Boone, yeah.
Could you handle living in Boone with the weather?
Not at all.
The wind or the cold, the snow, none of it. Just not interested in that.
It does not feel like that today, like it feels today here.
Right.
Like I need the warm weather, no wind.
But you could do Boone in the summertime. Second home?
Maybe. I'm just not a mountain person.
More beach.
I'm a beach person.
Okay. Yeah. So Boone is on the list. We'll talk with Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, coming up in the next segment. I'm going to be chatting. That's a beautiful boutique hotel in the Boone area right off 105. If you're going up to the high country, concierge level service, graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com. We'll talk with Ben McKeithen, general manager, next segment. New Bern, North Carolina. That's near the beach, right? Isn't
that
New Bern?
Is near the beach. Yes, near the coast. That's where Pepsi was invented, too. Just fun Pepsi. Fact. Fun fact.
Pepsi.
Pepsi Cola was invented in
Pepsi
New Bern.
Cola.
I've never been, though. Never been to New Bern.
Never been.
No.
But it's one of the 12 best places to live.
It's one of the 12 best places to live. And the picture is great. They did a great job making it look like a very inviting place to live.
My other thing, so I mentioned salt water, right, is not my thing. Sand's not my thing. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the beach. Sand and salt water, though, similar to, like, for you, the cold temperature of the mountains, is my no-go for living at the beach. The third would be the salt in the air, because there's, like, salty air there, too.
Oh, I love the salty air. Makes my hair look great, too.
I just sweat a lot. Banner Elk. Have you been to Banner Elk?
I have been to Banner Elk, yeah.
Another great high country location. Beautiful, picturesque mountains. Gotta love that. But similar weather as Boone.
And I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I can't do the cold. My body just says no. And it puts me in the car, and it drives me someplace warmer as soon as I get there.
Beaufort or Beaufort? Which one? How do you pronounce it?
It's... okay. There's a North Carolina and a South Carolina one, and I think the one in North Carolina is Beaufort. I think it's Beaufort.
There is something to that. Our buddy Max was born in the South Carolina one.
Which is?
Beaufort, I think. But I may have
Mamie, because I really don't know.
I may have him confused. It's a big debate, though. There's a different way to pronounce the one in North Carolina.
Right. Is there a wrong way to pronounce it?
Yes, we just said that there's a different pronunciation.
Maybe. Blowing Rock?
I do like Blowing Rock. The downtown Blowing Rock, too? Oh. But I couldn't live there.
Because the weather. So we've kind of got, for the high country, you've got Boone, Banner Elk, Blowing Rock. Those are all so close to each other
Like it's all one area. Yeah,
the high country.
I'm surprised that they picked, like, each individual one.
They're that good.
Yeah.
They're that good. A lot of people moving there right now. A lot of retirees, snowbirds, that whole thing.
Do they have anything in the Piedmont region?
We're making our way. Ooh. We're making our way.
Making our way there.
What about Bryson City? I thought that was Tennessee.
No, Bryson City's North Carolina, yeah.
Jackson City's
Tennessee. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what?
That's
Hootie,
in the song.
That's the one I thought was. In, I thought.
Oh,
it was,
Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Sings that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're going to be at Merle
Wagon
Fest.
Wheel. Yeah.
Wagon Wheel.
Wait, they're going to be at Merle Fest.
They are going to be there.
They sing Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
It was now, man.
It wasn't Hootie who.
They wrote it. They sang it first. Hootie
and
covered
Hootie
it.
Covered it
mm-hmm.
and made it famous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Bryson City, Tennessee.
No,
that's not?
No, that's not it. It's Jackson.
Jackson City, Bryson, Tennessee.
Oh, there's also Jack Black does a his song Sax Man.
Tenacious D?
Yeah. There was a sax man from the state of Tennessee.
Bryson City.
Yeah, I don't think he says Jackson, Tennessee, actually. But yeah, we're talking Bryson City.
Bryson City is near...
Great Smoky Mountains.
Smoky Mountains. You can get to Cherokee pretty quickly, the casino.
Oh, so it's closer out there. It's past Tweetsie.
Past Tweetsie, yes.
Because Tweetsie's in
Blowing Rock.
Blowing Rock.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you ever been to Blowing Rock, like the Blowing Rock? That is actual thing.
I've never been to the Blowing Rock.
You know, me either. And I lived in Boone, and I never went to the
My
Blowing
aunt
Rock.
Works is it a volcano? At the Blowing Rock.
It's like she worked there?
She works there. Currently, she works at the my aunt Diane, my mom's younger sister works at...
Shout out Aunt Diane.
Aunt Diane.
We're going to have to ask Ben. I think it's like a geyser. Like, it's like a whale's blowhole.
Blowing rock?
Yeah, Blowing Rock.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Like, it just blows water out of it?
No, there's no water happening.
Oh, I thought it was like a geyser. Well, there's no ocean. I guess there's no ocean there. That makes sense. So, wait, what's the point of Blowing Rock, then?
The Blowing Rock is a legend that...
Like, blow off with the wind and fall down the mountain?
Someone jumped off of it, and the wind blew them back.
Oh, there's a legend that you want
it's
to tell
legend.
The kids.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it's
what you want to say on
Native
the field
American
trip.
Legend. Yeah. You cool. jump off in the...
You're next!
If it's true love, they'll blow you back.
Oh, gosh.
The wind will blow you back, yes.
That's not...
Far out.
There's a lot of mental health issues out there right now. We don't need to deal with that. Franklin, North Carolina.
I've never been there? I don't even know.
I thought Franklin was also in Tennessee.
There is a Franklin, Tennessee. I don't know where Franklin, North Carolina is.
Franklin.
They got the Gem and Mineral Museum.
Well, let's go.
I love panning out a good gem.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Well, we got to go with Bill Brewer of Carolina Prospectors. Okay. He's the one we're taking with it. He's the expert that's going to know some stuff.
I love a good prospector.
Oh, he knows some Bill. Stuff. Yeah. Double whammy.
Yeah.
Hendersonville.
Hendersonville is nice.
I'm familiar with Hendersonville. One of our core team members, John Wood, he lives actually in Hendersonville. And beautiful little town. And we cut through there on our way to Asheville quite often. Mm-hmm. If we go, what is it, 26? Like if you go to Gaston and you take 26 up. Yep. Through past the new Harris, but they haven't built the new Harris yet, right?
No,
the new casino.
Yeah, they haven't
in Kings Mountain.
Kings Mountain.
Yeah, you cut through Kings Mountain.
My old stomping ground.
Are you excited for the casino in Kings Mountain?
No, I will not be going there. Two Kings.
You don't gamble?
No, I don't gamble. No.
I don't either. Highland. I don't mind like hanging out at a casino. Like it doesn't bother me to hang and see what's going on. But I just don't want to lose.
I don't want to lose money.
I can't recall a time that it's ever worked out well for me. Even here in North Carolina and Vegas, it's never worked for me. So I have very limited rations when it comes to that.
You just got
to
keep shooting.
So you run out of money.
But I'm like one of the guys waiting for the $5 blackjack table. You know, like then that's That's a long line there. Highlands, North Carolina.
I've never been there either. I've heard really like it's a beautiful place to go.
Another Appalachian mountain.
Yeah,
town.
All these mountain towns.
Look, you got beautiful mountains in North Carolina.
We do.
All right, here we go, Bill. Here's your Piedmont. Davidson, North Carolina. Davidson made the list of 12 best places to live in North Carolina.
You know what? Davidson is very nice. And sure. I know that people get mad at me for saying this, but it just gets all the attention. And I don't think it's the best place to live in the Lake Norman area.
What about Wake Forest? They're on the list as well.
Wake Forest, I don't mind Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Wake Forest,
now.
North Carolina, yes. Now where the college is.
Right,
that's
Wake
over
Forest,
near
North
Raleigh.
Carolina is near Raleigh, yeah. I've not been there either.
Because Wake Forest, the college is in Winston.
Winston,
yep. Mm-hmm.
They beat Duke? Isn't that one?
Did they?
Isn't that when Filipowski cried?
Yes.
But then he ended up not being hurt.
No, yeah. In fact, windmill dunking the next day.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:33. Just got a call back from Jeff at ICATS. There is an accident with injury, 77 southbound between exits 33 and 31. So that would be Williamson and Langtree. Again, an accident with injury has happened. 77 southbound, exit 33 and 31. It's between those two exits. So if you're heading south, you're north of 33, wondering what's going on. There is an accident with injury. Couple that with the fog, with the wet roads, like Jeff was talking about.
Stay home.
Pack the patient pants. We'll write a note.
I'll write you a note.
Maybe you want to go stay somewhere else. Maybe you just want to get out.
Yeah.
And the place to go, as we listed in the top 12 cities, one of the top 12 cities in North Carolina to live, from worldatlas.com, Boone, North Carolina. And where do you stay when you go to Boone, North Carolina? Greystone Lodge. G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com. We've got Ben McKeith, and general manager of Greystone, on the phone with us. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Another day in foggy paradise. Is it super foggy in the mountains today, or are you guys higher than the fog?
Actually, I was listening to your report, and it's actually beautiful up here. I guess the clouds are lower than, I guess we're above the clouds today.
That's exactly right. 3,333 feet elevation at Holmes Convocation Center.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a big old 3333 there on the door. Ben, what's going on in the high country, my brother? How you doing?
Man, we've had a great week. Yesterday had the opportunity to go over to Appalachian State and serve breakfast to the entire athletic department, compliments of the Greystone Lodge and our sister property, the La Quinta Inn and Suites. Got to meet a lot of coaches, shake some hands, and tell them all about our great property.
They must athletes eat a lot, you know, because they burn a lot of calories and stuff. That must have been a pretty decent spread.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. We took a lot of coffee from our Greystone grounds, and so this was primarily coaches and administrative staff.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun to connect with them. Everybody was really excited about the basketball program heading out to Pensacola for the championship or the tournament this weekend. Coach Kearns and the team were ready, all riled up, ready to roll. And it was a great day to send them off.
And was anybody from the football team there from the athletic department? Because, you know, that football schedule is out for next year's App State games. And quite a few teams on this list that App State's going to be squaring off against next year.
We get really super excited anticipating the schedule release, which happened just a few days ago. You'll be able to read about that on our graystonelodge.com website with a blog posting with the games. Very exciting schedule this coming year. And, yes, we kind of had an inside running tally of which football coach ate the most bacon. And I think Coach Clark, I believe, took the prize there.
Two games to note, September 7th versus Clemson in Clemson, and September 14th versus ECU in Greenville. Those two games happening at the front end of the season, and then your typical conference games throughout as well. So looking forward to a great 2024-2025 college football season coming up. I'm looking more closely, though, like in particular this weekend, Run for Buns. Talk to me about Run for Buns, Ben. What's going on here at Beach Mountain?
It's a great event at Beach Mountain. They are for this coming weekend, go to fight colon cancer. And then that's going to be coupled up with a really nice concert for the Steep Canyon Rangers up at Beach Mountain. Taking the season towards the end of the year out.
Got that mountain signal. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Ben, you're cutting in and out just a little bit. Just heads up. But no worries.
Okay, sorry.
That's the best part about the mountains. You get in and out, you know what I mean? And you can disappear behind the mountain,
yeah.
and then you're gone, and you come back. But he's talking about Runs for Buns, lift tickets proceeds from Beach Mountain Resort going to be donated to helping research on colon cancer. So it's called Runs for Buns, happening this weekend. Curious, Ben, you still with me?
I'm here. Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're okay. So how are the mountains looking with the snow right now? Are the resorts still, you know, shuffling people through, getting people skiing, snowboarding, tubing, all that good stuff?
Yeah, we're still seeing a good volume of people come through the hotel enjoying the last runs of the year, for sure.
That's awesome.
It'll be a great weekend to come up. We've got a promotion going on right now. The idea is if you book two rooms or two nights, your second room or your second night is going to be half off. So that's an opportunity for you to spread out a little bit, maybe take a connecting room with a king and two queens and have room for your family in one room or come up for multiple nights. That's going to be available for call-in. Call the hotel directly to receive that opportunity, the 50% off the second night or the second room. We also have a 25% off through the month, where if you stay three or more nights, the entire stay is 25% off. So great opportunity to get up and check out Greystone. All those need to be booked through the website, booked directly at the hotel.
Okay. Greystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, Greystonelodge.com. You can find the contact information there. You can chat with Ben. Plenty of discounts. There's also the standing discount on the WSIC News Instagram page, 15% off as well, is available for those who are traveling to the high country. What a great time of the year to travel. Is the wind calming down at all up there at this point, Ben, or is it still there? You think it's still alive and well?
The wind has been actually pretty calm this week. It's about 50 degrees today, so you know it's a nice mild day, not too cold. It dips down close to 30 at night. So you know, weather is typical March. We're still looking for that inevitable snowstorm that typically always happens at some point in March. But days like today, you kind of feel like spring's here, but we know better.
And the campus, App State campus, were they on spring break last week, or is that this week? Or is
you
it a
know,
different week?
That's a great question. I believe it's. I know it's coming up. I don't have that on top of my head.
Been a while since I had a spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've had spring cream. There's some deals going on too. Talk us about Phys Ed, one of your local partners up there. Looks like they've got some fundraising drinks going on. Like they're trying to, if you buy the drink from them, then you're going to get some type of donation as far as to different. Looks like maybe the Humane Society or things going on. Give me some of these details on this March 10th through the 17th.
Yeah, so $2, they have some special drinks out. One is called the Here Kitty Kitty, and the other one's called the Lucky Puppy. Those are fun drinks that they've created. One of them actually has Lucky Charms marshmallows on top, so it sounds amazing.
Sounds great.
$2 off the drinks go straight to help folks with the dogs at the Humane Society to help out with that process.
March 16th and That's an awesome one. Great opportunity to give back and take care of the pets and wonderful animals in the community. March 16th, 17th, that's going to be that St. Paddy's Day time frame here. I see a couple events going on. The Food City 500 in Bristol. Now you've got my attention, Ben.
Yeah, we actually get a lot of guests that stay in Boone to travel over to Bristol for the NASCAR races. So we're really excited to welcome folks coming to the Food City 500. Bristol's just a short, about a two-hour drive from Boone. Great place to camp out here and enjoy the community and catch a race as well. That's a big deal.
And I believe Bristol Motor Speedway is owned by, Speedway Motorsports. So we even share that connection as well. Charlotte Motor Speedway having the same parent company then as Bristol. And so definitely for those traveling to Bristol for the race and you're looking for a place to stay just a stone's throw away, definitely want to stay in the high country in Boone Greystone Lodge. Apsky Mountain Meltdown Games. What's going on with the Meltdown Games, Ben? I'm excited to see you out there.
So basically what they do is they dig a big trough at the bottom of the hill and they fill it with water. And you'll inevitably see really cool videos pop up all over social media where people, they're doing different contests for how long you can ski down the hill and then you go over the water and then how long you can can ski on top of water. It's a lot of fun. It's just a great way to kind of commemorate a great season at the mountain. But that's going to be coming up next weekend.
I see one of the events on Saturday on the 16th, Trash Bag Downhill Race. Have you ever participated in that, Ben?
You know, I have not. Now, I definitely have been in a trash bag involving snow, but it wasn't at the ski mountain. It was probably just something fun with the kids. It's amazing the things you can sled down a hill with.
And as Ben mentioned, plenty of discounts, no excuses. Graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, Graystonelodge.com. A couple of promos that Ben announced. Connect one king room with two queen rooms to create a family suite. Save 50% off the second room if you book two rooms before April 24th. You got a call to get that discount. And a March discount going on. Stay a minimum of three consecutive nights. Save 25%. And then WSIC News' Instagram, 15% off your stay as well. So a lot of opportunity. Great time to get out and about. As the weather starts getting warmer down here in the Lake Norman area, people kind of coming out of hibernation, prepared to travel up to the mountains even more and see the great community. Ben, anything else you want to leave us with going on right now at Greystone?
One of the exciting things this week is we've actually been testing some new breakfast items on our complimentary breakfast buffet. We like to call it the high country breakfast because it is definitely a step up or two steps up from your typical expectation. We've got a chocolate croissant that we have been testing this week, as well as a brand new cinnamon bun, which we're really excited to introduce. And the cool thing about our hotel is our guest is our test kitchen. So we bring a new product in. And we get to let guests try it and get their feedback. And so got some great, great feedback on these new items. So more to come.
You had me at Cinnamon Bun, Ben. Ben McKeithen, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Again, plenty of discounts, opportunities. If you're looking for a great concierge-level service, boutique hotel to stay at in the high country, look no further. Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Thanks, Ben. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, have a great weekend, folks. Come see us.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:48 on this little Friday. maybe there's something going on this weekend.
There's lots of stuff going on.
There's always something going on. We had Dave Yoakam, Cornelius Today, owner of Cornelius Today, also founder, co-founder, because his wife Tracy also probably, I don't want to disrespect her, so co-founder, I'll give Dave half credit.
Okay.
A little bit of credit. Big Day at the Lake happening July 20th, 2024, but they are having their Beach Bash Yacht Rock style celebration fundraiser tomorrow night at Lost Worlds Brewery.
Mm-hmm. At Lost Worlds, yep.
And so if you're interested in finding out about Big Day at the Lake, an opportunity, a partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Carolinas to have bigs and littles who don't normally have access to the lake, aren't readily available to take out a boat, rent a boat, mm-hmm. know somebody, et cetera, giving them the opportunity to spend a day on the lake and have some fun. And there's a giant picnic that happens too. Really great opportunity to raise money. Dave said they've raised almost this is the 20th year.
Yes.
They've raised almost $2 million Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Carolina. So that's pretty amazing. So there'll be raffle items, live auction, live music. Again, yacht rock style. If you're really into it, which, I'm the best at identifying yacht rock. Thurston Howell will be playing.
You might just need to go for some education.
Lost Worlds Brewing. That's tomorrow night, 5:30, 6:30 for VIP, general 6:30, 9:30. Now, it is a ticketed event tomorrow night,
though.
It is,
but they did say that drinks are included with that.
Drinks are included. Mm-hmm. So if you go to bigdayatthelake.com, that's where you can register for the fundraising event tomorrow night. Live music and dancing, unlimited beer and wine.
Unlimited, wow.
Commemorative pint glass. Live auction, raffles, supporting a great cause again. Wonderful thing that we've got here of the lake, and a lot of people not having that opportunity to be able to go out. So this is an opportunity to support Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Carolinas. Again, tomorrow night, 6:30 to 9:30, Lost Worlds Brewing in Cornelius, bigdayatthelake.com. We also have an announcement coming tomorrow.
Big announcement tomorrow.
It's a way to showcase... Support? Is that the right way to think about it?
Yeah, support and just highlight some of the educators in the area.
It's going to be an ongoing contest.
Monthly contest, yes.
Monthly contest that is going to be geared towards supporting teachers.
Right.
So if you know a teacher, if you are a teacher, let them know that they should listen tomorrow and then also follow WSIC News on Instagram.
Right.
Because we're going to be making an announcement for a new contest for teachers that's going to happen monthly.
That's right. That's right.
And it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be great.
Demi is a teacher, so my wife's a teacher, kindergarten teacher, has been our entire marriage. So she's going on, gosh, she's 10 years now as a teacher?
Wow.
11 years?
Yeah.
I lost track. That's wild to think
about.
That
is wild.
It's crazy to think about that I'm married to a teacher, that a teacher actually would put up with me. Because usually, like,
she taught kindergarten this whole time that you...
She taught first grade her first year and then moved to kindergarten, and then she's been kindergarten ever since. But the idea of me being married to you is kind of one of those kind of things, like you end up in life, oh, I never thought he would have been there, given how my track record in school and with teachers. So it's...
Well, it's surprising that I didn't turn out to be a teacher, because my mom, my sisters, all teachers. My youngest sister, Sarah, was a teacher. She's not anymore. She's changed careers, but my sister Tara's a U.S. history teacher in Georgia. My sister Anna is a special ed teacher in Winston-Salem, and my mom was a teacher, guidance counselor, and then an elementary school principal.
Teachers are such a vital part of the community.
And so, like, such a big part of both of our lives, right? Yeah. And so we just know how important they are, and they put up with our kids, too, which I can't do all day.
And not just argue, but collectively, you know, you think about the average classroom size, probably what, 20 kids, 18 kids, something in that range.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Right. I think COVID like made me realize how hard teachers work, because I was trying to educate one 7th grader or 8th grader. She's an 8th grader. One 8th grader.
Did she end up educating you mostly during that period?
Yes. I was like, I can't help you. I'm sorry. We're 2 weeks in and no, I got nothing.
Just watch the videos.
Good luck. So,
geometry.
A whole class full of them. You know, I really am very thankful for teachers.
And the concept of education for kids, and it's not necessarily like book smarts, right? It's not necessarily just social dynamics. It's not just trade. It's not just acting right. Whatever. It's all of it combined, mm-hmm. and the collective efforts of teachers. We've got some really great schooling options in our area.
Yeah, and so, like, this contest will include charter schools, private schools, CMS, like all of them. So
Iredell, Statesville.
Any, yeah, all know, counties. I'm sorry, CMS. We're going north. Yes. So all counties, including Lincoln County too. And so, yeah, any teacher that's in the Lake Norman area that you really want to highlight, think has done a great job, just check out our Instagram tomorrow.
Yep, and listen to the show because we're going to the show, tell
yes,
you. Yeah,
talk about the prizes that we're going to have.
Oh, well, so there's going to be prizes.
There's going to be prizes. Yeah, yeah, we'll reveal those tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll have some special guests to talk about it as well.
Couple of guests on the show,
we
too.
We can't do it without community partners.
That's right.
That's what it takes.
And we have some great partners, too, that realize the value of teachers in our community, too, that are excited to partner with us.
Yeah, and Noah going to kindergarten in August is throwing me off right
now. It is
right
so now. Crazy, too, that, like, yours is going in and mine's, like, done.
Yeah. You're going to get to go to sleep, and I'm just getting started. Like,
I don't know. I'll have one in college. I don't know how much I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess maybe during the day you sleep. It's the nighttime? Is that
yes.
what's got you nervous?
I mean, I can guarantee you, at least the first month, I'm going to be checking Life 360 to make sure she made it back to her.
That's the app? That's the app. Life 360?
Yeah. There'll be a different one by the time your kids are driving, but yeah, that's the one.
I'm
going to
make a note, Life 360.
Man.
In case
Bueller.
I need it.
Teenage parents, they live and die by that one. That's
is that like collective in like the Facebook mom groups, like that y'all talk to each other about?
Yeah, I think so. That's the one that, like, you know, in the mom groups are like, my kid just got a phone, how do I make sure they're safe? Life 360.
You better go turn off that journaling thing.
Yeah, that.
And
yeah.
What about the other safety thing, you know, because you think about high schoolers, you know, they're doing some things they shouldn't be doing on their phone with them pictures.
Yeah, you can turn on all those safety precautions. I still have the high level parenting restrictions on Katie's phone. As long as I'm paying for it, it's going
to
be on there.
See, and I haven't been to a point yet because Noah 5, Emmy 3, they don't have a tablet. Now, they use Boo Boo's tablet when they hang out with her. You know, she subscribed to Apple Arcade. And so, like, the arcade game stuff. So we don't mind in small doses introducing them to the concept because there is value in technology and utilizing and things like that. But we're not just giving them a tablet.
They're not there yet.
They're not. No, like it's not that like I'm against iPads. I just remember for me as a kid, I went outside a lot.
Yeah,
we would go play tag. We would just walk around the neighborhood or sit in the yard.
Our only option for entertainment was like TV with the antenna and like. There's like soap operas on during the afternoon. There were no kids programming all day long when I was a kid. So yeah,
when the youngest one was the remote,
go change it.
Yes, yes.
See, it's funny you say that. I recall this would have been like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. Parents still had like the big old wooden box TV.
The console TV
was so heavy. You were not rearranging the living room.
Check out this new TV.
It was a piece of furniture.
And that's what it was like. And it was wood framed. And it had like this little thing. You push the button and the remote pops out. It's still attached. You can't walk away with it. But it slides out and it's like a punch button. And this was like the new thing back then.
It's like pre-plasma.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was like when big old TVs with the big old back end. Yes. Now they're all flat, like half an inch thick, right? Yeah. But this was a wood frame. The wood was heavier than the TV, right? And you could not move it. Sat on the floor. I vaguely remember like when we moved it and we finally moved out of the house. Oh, that's what the carpet looked like originally. Because you put it down when you moved in. It did not move.
My grandparents had those. Yeah, they had those same TVs. It was like a piece of furniture. And you're like looking down at the floor to watch TV too.
Yes.
It wasn't that high up off the ground.
It was definitely a downward angle toward the ground. Yeah, that's funny.
How are you going to hoist that thing up, right?
You're not. There was no desk strong enough to hold that thing. No way.
The material doesn't exist.
No, that was the desk because on top of it, that's where you put the picture frames, the trinkets, all that kind of stuff right there on it. So that was the life back in the day. But again, kids.
I wish
outside.
All these monitors in here were like that.
Just big old wood.
Big old pieces of furniture.
Yeah, you got about what, 9, I think, or something like that? 2, 4, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I got the RF.
And you got 10 actually if you include your TV there on the
Bueller.
On the side angle. Yeah, life's changed a little bit, right? So
just a little bit.
Yeah, we don't do the whole iPad thing. Right now, it's not to say that it won't be. At some point, if I ever let Noah and Emmy leave the house without us, you know what I mean, and go off and do something without us, I mean, that's the time where you got to have a phone, at least some level of communication, right? Like, you have to have some level of communication.
Yeah, definitely. It's just if they start playing sports or something and they're you know, traveling around, even just around town with their team, right? You have to have a way to get communication with them. So.
Some way. So all this back to say, we appreciate teachers.
We do appreciate teachers.
So tomorrow we'll be announcing our Teacher of the Month contest as far as what to expect, what are the prizes, how you enter. It is a free entrance. And you
it
can,
is, yeah.
You, and it's going to be monthly. So go ahead and tell all the teachers you know. Be listening tomorrow to Good Morning LKN, where we're going to tell you about this contest. We're going to have our guests in, our community partners in to talk about it. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Jinx.
Bueller.
Now I'm not allowed to talk, or am I allowed to talk?
Bueller.
Until...
Now you can talk.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
How many times did he do it in the movie? 3 or 4 times?
No. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Been a while.
I think he's sick.
What else you guys want to do for this?
we're doing so good. Come on, what show we got up next? Come on, Justin,
finish it up for us.
Well, we know what show it's next.
Wait.
Bueller.
The Home Ad Show.
Oh yeah,
that's next.
Brian Summers, Joe Berg, Studio A, buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday or anniversary? You know, yesterday I painted up there in Studio A. Did I tell you all about this?
No. You didn't.
I didn't tell you at all?
No.
We're redoing Studio A this weekend.
Wow.
I'm going to be at Studio A this weekend rebuilding this thing. Ben Daniels and I and Joe Berg, Frank Horvath, our engineer.
I think I'm going to be there too.
Yeah, are you going to be there? Did that confirm? I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to like make you feel weird.
I think Rob and I are going to pop by for a little
bit. Are you really? Are you really going to do that? Ben Daniels sent out the all call on everybody. I told him not to do that.
He made me feel guilty.
Did he?
Hit me with the Mando, yeah.
He used a potty word about me too in the email. Did you guys catch that?
I was reading it at 4 this morning. I may have missed it.
Gosh, what a strong team. So Studio A, as of Monday, completely new look. Enjoy the last couple of days up there, fam, because it's going to be different.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.